familiar passage that always sort of would let us know how a real father reacts, even when our children stray away. If you love your children, you learn how to have open arms to receive them and to encourage them that everything still is going to be all right. No matter what you've done along the way, if you trust the power of God, and God will do just what needs to be done. We trust not to hold you long this morning. Allow you to enjoy Jesus, enjoy your daddy. Amen. Everything else will just fall in place. Again, St. Luke 15, I pick up at verse 17 through 21. The Bible reads, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son.'" The base of our thinking coming from the 20th verse. "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." If we are to have a thought or subject this morning, I'd like to speak from the thought, a father that loves and forgives. A father that loves and forgives. It's not over until the victory is won. And if you're on the Lord's side, then victory is already yours. So said the Lord our God. So no matter what you're going through, it ain't over until you get the victory. No matter what comes or what goes, trust that God will see you through. Even in a time such as this, God is still seeing his people through. Sometimes when people don't understand your walk or your talk, God is still seeing you through. So we are thankful that God has blessed us, and we thank God for being that kind of God that loves us despite ourselves. For the Bible declares, even when I was yet in sin, Jesus died for me. So I thank God for that. I thank God for our women this morning for singing and giving glory to God in song, giving honor to our men of the church. We thank you for your love and for all that you're doing. It's good to know that we're in it together. We got to understand that it's not all about us. It's about who the Lord is and who God would have us to be. And many of us have purpose. Most of us have purpose. All we got to do is just seek God and ask him, what is it that you would have me to do? And if you would just put your hand to it and don't turn back, don't give up. When the going gets rough, you hold on and hold out. And know that God will see you through somehow, some way. You got to believe that God is who he says that he is. And by faith, we know that God can do all things. For there is nothing impossible with God. So today on this great Father's Day, we would like to share a word with you very briefly. A father that loves and forgives. If you are able to say that you have that type of father, you got a lot to be thankful for. A father that will love you, a father that will forgive you, a father that you can depend on being there any and at all times. And then a father that trained you in a way that when he can't be there, he's already put the things in you that you know that some way, somehow, you can get it worked out. We got to trust this morning that God is a mighty good God. And God knows exactly what it is that he is doing. We are blessed today to come together and to share praises to God for this day that we celebrate all of our fathers, young and old. It does not matter. Because one thing about it, if you're a young father, then if you live long enough, then at some point you're going to be an old father. And sometimes you got to understand that you got to lay some groundwork so that your offspring will be there when you need somebody. It's amazing how sometimes we neglect our children, and our children are the one that if things go to where we need somebody, they might be the very one that have to come to our rescue. But it'd be a sad thing that if you lived in such a way that you haven't done anything for your child, you don't even have a relationship with him or her, so you can't connect with them. You can't depend on what is going to happen. But I'm so glad that I'm able to remind you that God is a good God, and he is an example of the type of father that we all should be. To those of you who is blessed to still have your father counted amongst the living, you got a lot to be thankful for. For there comes a time when you need somebody. Now, we realize that just because, and it's even printed here, where it says that just because you're a father, it does not necessarily make you a daddy. Most of us can be a father, but what kind of father are you going to be? You got to decide within yourself, are you going to be who God created you to be? And are you going to do the things that you would allow your children to want to follow after you? That there are some boys that in their mind said, I want to be like my daddy. And then on the other hand, there are some boys that say, I don't want to be like him. And the reason being because there's a negative and a positive aspect when we look at what that father is doing, have done, or will do. Most fathers are proud to have been blessed just with fatherhood. Because there are some men that are walking around that would like to be a father that were not able to be a father. Everybody can't be a father. And then there are those of us that might agree that everybody that is a father might not ought to be a father. Amen. It takes more than just making a baby. That's right. That's right. Quietness. The Bible teaches us to honor our fathers as well as our mothers, that we may live long in the land. To honor them is compared to honoring God, for he is the one that blessed us to be parents. No matter what your relationship with your father may be, we are still instructed to give honor. There are children that hold grudges against their fathers. There are children that might even say, I don't even like my father. Wouldn't you be in a bad place to be one of those that your child does not want to have anything to do with you? A lot of times it's because you made your bed and you got to lay in it. If you don't take the time out to have a little patience and a little love and to spend some time, there are those of us that realize we may not be in the household, but that don't mean that you can't have a relationship with the child. If you get a relationship with the child, no matter what the relationship is with the woman at that point, you can still know that your child is going to love you. All you got to do is create that bond, show that love, and get that connection. And no matter what she say, what the family says, everything will work out for your good. We very well know that there are those that may not deserve to be honored. There are some fathers that nobody going to tell you Happy Father's Day today because you hadn't done anything to deserve anything. You get what you give. Those seeds that you sowed along the way, it's a sad thing whenever somebody else have to make you take care of your child. once you get caught up in the system. Whether you pay it or whether you don't pay it, even after you're dead and gone, they still want to looking for that money. Children grown working, and you still paying child support. All you had to do was do what you were supposed to do in the first place. Make an arrangement with that woman and get everything worked out to where you get don't have to get into the system. I thank God. I thank God that I didn't have to go into the system. Because I was glad when God gave me my child. And so my mentality at that particular time was, I'm not going to be like my daddy was. I'm going to be the daddy that I think that I ought to be. Sometimes you can't follow suit. One good thing that I can say, and I'm proud to say today, that there were times when I didn't have that special kind of love with my father. But then the Lord let both of us live long enough to where he came around and he realized that he had a child and he had children, actually. But there came a time where even in adulthood, we put aside our differences. And I loved him. I gave him honor. I always respected him because I was taught to treat folk like they ought to be treated. And so we got to learn, especially some of you young mothers, don't try to put the child against the father, but try to mend them and get some type of relationship along the way. Too many of us miss out on those good days, those toddler days, those adolescent days when they just get wild and crazy. And that's the time when you really need a father. But now, one thing I can say, that there are some women that can be mama and daddy and can keep you in check. We didn't get out of order. We didn't talk out of order. We didn't open up our mouths. When somebody said, get up, we already up. Somebody said, go get, we already going. Curfews. Street lights. Anybody know about the street lights? That street light better not catch you too far away from the house. Because I remember if somebody came to the front door and said, Willie, I better answer. And I better be running. Because if your name is called twice, she's standing right there at the doorway. Because she know you got to come by her. It's just like going by Jesus. You ain't going to get by until you answer. She's standing there right there at the door. When you walk through, didn't I? That didn't have to happen many times. Because don't take much time for you to learn to do what you're supposed to do. So today is a day that we have set aside for us to show our love and to know that without our Father, we would not even be here. You heard that terminology, it takes two to tangle? So every one of us got a mother and a father. Whether you acknowledge it, whether you got a good relationship, whether you done fallen out and can't make amends, you still got a mother and a father. And the Bible declares, honor thy father and thy mother that thy days may be long. A lot of us have shortened our days because of disrespect and not having that kind of honor. You got to learn how to look beyond some of those things and know that sometimes when young parents just don't know what they're doing, you got to give them time to grow. Then after they grow, they begin to step into their maturity and do the things that needs to be done. Every one of us know that we have a father, whether he is in our lives or whether he's not in our lives. Every man that's blessed to be a father should be thankful. Joyful that God blessed you to be a father. And as a father, we should do what we can to train the child in the way of righteousness. Let them know that when heartache and trouble comes, they got somebody that they can depend on. And so we celebrate not only fathers, but we celebrate those fathers that are not biological fathers, but men that love children to the degree that they step in and they made a difference in some boy or girl's life. It's happening every day. It's happening even right now. And so I commend all of the men that will look beyond yourself and take even your resources to help some child along the way. When we have our father in our lives, we feel safe and confident that there is not much that he cannot do. Many of us, we look at our father as a hero because he's always been there. He's always made a way. Even when it seemed like everything wasn't going right, somehow he made a way. And all you got to do is, and then there are those of us that would like to stick our chests out and declare that my daddy is a good man that has been there and will be there in our time of need. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To know that you got a father that you can always depend on. Now we know for many of the fathers is missing in action. But thanks to God, we have a father who is father for the fatherless. All you got to do is know that there is somebody. And God will put somebody in your life this morning to let you know that you've been loved and that somebody cares. Now, John 10 and 29 says, my father which gave them unto me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my father's hand. There's safety when we got a father that we can depend on. Anytime things get rough, if you got the right kind of daddy, you say, I'm going to tell my daddy. And that's all it takes. You and daddy going and take care of that business. But there are times when some of us don't have nobody. So thanks be to God that there are earthly fathers that love their children in the same manner as God loves us. Fathers that love their children in the same manner is something that will sort of make you think, what is it that I can do to be the best father that I can be? Our Heavenly Father loved us so much that the Bible declared that he gave his only son, Jesus, to die for our sins. And if we believe that he died for our sins, then we know that victory is ours. We know that all we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But all we must do is confess and repent. And with a sincere heart, and the Lord will do the rest. We got to learn how to not hold grudges, harbor hate, because of something that happened a long time ago. Sometimes we hate because you don't get what you want to get. But there are times when you got to know that things work out for your good when you have to work for what you get. Every time you have your hands out don't mean that somebody got to put something in it. Don't you know you got to learn how to work for yourself? You got to learn that there are those that will do you wrong, but you cannot allow pride and shame to keep you from making everything right. If you've fallen out of the relationship with your father, your mother, or anybody, you got to come to a place where you want to make it right. Now, in our text this morning, we found in the Gospel of Luke, the teachings of Jesus concerning the joy that comes from repentance. In this chapter, we have three parables to help us understand the need and the power of repentance. First, the lost sheep. That if a man had 100 sheep and one went astray, he would leave the 99 and go search out for the one. Then it gives us a parable about a woman having 10 pieces of silver and lose one piece, will light a candle and sweep the house until she finds it. But there is nothing like losing a dollar. Sometimes it can be just $1. But if you need that dollar, you're going to hunt out and find that dollar. So I thank God that God gives us an opportunity to understand his word. This is why when we look here in the word of God, Jesus gives parables in his teaching, so that people can understand exactly where he is coming from. The Bible declares in this third parable that there was a man, a certain man, they didn't call the man's name, but this man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me and divide unto them his living. So in other words, Daddy, I want whatever it is that you're going to give me. I want it right now because I'm going on a journey. Now, the Bible declared that many days after, the young son gathered all together, took the journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Sometimes you get grown before you're grown. Sometimes you don't learn unless you do it the hard way. This young man wanted everything that his father had to give him. The father loved him enough, trusted him enough, to give him what was due his. Now, the Bible declared when he had spent all that he had, that there was a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. How many times have young men left home trying to be all grown and get out there and find out the world is not what you thought it was going to be? Nobody's going to give you nothing. Nobody's going to help you along the way. You got to fend for yourself. But now when you get what we call free money, he didn't work for that money. His daddy worked and his daddy gave him the money. So now if you're going to be a good man, you ought to take care of your resources. But the Bible declared that this young man, he went out and he lived a riotous living life. In other words, he did out there what he couldn't do at home. And so when he got out there and got to doing his thing and setting up everybody, setting up the house and having a party and having all this good time. But don't you know you have a lot of friends when you got a few dollars in your pocket. And they'll drain you and they'll be with you until you run out. And then when you run out, there's nobody there to give you a dime. That same one that you bought that last drink for won't even give you 10 cents to buy a loaf of bread. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that knows exactly where he's going through. This man found himself, the Bible says, joined himself to a citizen of a country, and he went out into the fields to feed swine. Sometimes when you got it good, don't you look over the fence and think it's because the grass is green over there, life is better over there. That there's some traps over on the other side of the fence. And they'll trap you up. If you got a weak mind, somebody will manipulate you out of every dime that you got. Anybody in here ever had a friend that they thought was their friend and all they were doing was milking you dry? But when you need somebody, the very one that you gave to are nowhere to be found. But you began to wonder, where or what am I going to do now? The Bible declared that this young man had come to a point in his life that he was so hungry that he almost was ready to eat the husk that the swine did eat, because no man would give unto him. But now, the Bible declared that when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. See, when you get down and out, you remember where you come from. He had gotten down and out and he didn't have anything. Now he remembered that daddy had a whole lot. Daddy even got servants that got more than I have right now. And so now that I got my senses back, now that I got my mind right, now I realize that I got to do something to change this condition. But now I'm so glad that this young man wasn't so full of pride, wasn't so ashamed that he realized that I can go back to my father. But what we have to see here is the humbleness of this young man. I'm not going back trying to say that I'm your son and I want my place. But the Bible declared that he said, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. I gave up my heritage. I got what you had, whatever you had for me. I took it and I went away. I wasted everything that I got. But even though I wasted everything that I got, I realize now that I was wrong. But I'm not too ashamed to ask you to forgive me. I'm not too ashamed to let you know that I got myself in a bad situation. But I'm so glad to know this morning that we have a Father this morning that have love and forgiveness. For the Bible declared, and when he arose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. So in other words, the father wasn't there to say, I told you so. The father didn't say, go back where you come from. The father had an open heart. For he realized, I'm not even going to allow you to come to me. I'm going to run to you. So when you see your child down and out, you ought to have a mind to say, I'm going to live for the Lord, my God. For I'm going to take care of the child and do what I got to do. I'm going to let bygones be bygones. And I'm going to realize that I got to help my child along the way. The Bible declared that he said to the father, oh, God, you have servants that are better than me. But the father realized that this is my child. And I'm so glad that my child has come back home. So the Bible declared that he ran and he hugged him by the neck. And he kissed him and let him know that everything is all right. Because I am your father. And I'll do what needs to be done in your life. Father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son who was dead is alive again. He was lost and he is found. And they began to be merry. I'm so glad that whenever you come back to the Lord, he opens wide arms and said, I'm so glad you had sense enough to come to me and confess your faults. Repent of all of your sins and let me know that you want to be back on my side. I'm glad that there's a father in the land that loves us more than we love ourselves. There's time for dancing. There's a time for rejoicing because the Lord our God has blessed us. And I'm so glad that this father realized that my son may have done wrong, but that's my child. Anybody know that when that's your child, you can see some things that don't nobody else see. Somebody might say, I wouldn't do it if I was you because they should have had a mind to do the right thing. But I'm so glad that God got somebody that has an understanding heart, that has a mind to say, Lord, I want to teach you to do what got to be done. But don't you know there's always somebody that don't understand why your daddy treats you like he does. I'm so glad I got the Jesus and the Lord is on my side. Somebody don't like it because you're blessed like that. An elderly son that's been there with his father all the time, had wind in his job. Say, I've been here working and I've been right there by your side. You never had a calf for me. Never had a party for me. But the daddy said, this is my son. He was lost and now he's found. I'm so glad that he come back to the sheepfold. I'm so glad that he is my child. For I want to let you know this morning that God is a God. And I have a father that sits high. A father that looks low. A father that come down and take care of all of our needs. A father that loves and a father that forgives. A father that we may not approve of everything that you've done. But a father that will be there and show you mercy. I'm so glad to have a merciful father. For every now and again, I remember my shortcomings. I remember my wrongdoing. I believe the young man realized, I got a good daddy. Because my daddy looked beyond my fault. Saw that I was down and out. Saw that I'd done things wrong. But he still opened up his arms. He had love and compassion. He had forgiveness in his heart. And he allowed me to come back home. Not only did he allow me to come home, but he put me on a good road. Put some shoes back on my feet. Everything I lost, I got back. Gave me a ring to put on my finger to let me know that I still have an inheritance, because I am the child of a mighty King, a Father that loves, will forgive. A forgiving Father will be there by your side when no one else can be there with you. God is a mighty good God, a Father that loves, and a Father that forgives. Our Father blessed our earthly father to be who he is and made a way out of no way. But there are so many times we get it made up in our mind, we got all the answers. We don't want to listen to what daddy say do. But a lot of those things, when you get out there and you realize that don't nobody care for you like they cared for you at home, then you realize that I need to go and fix it. But some of us are so full of pride, hate, and anger that we're ashamed to say we're done wrong. But I commend this young son in realizing that I'm in a bad place, but I can go back to my father. And I'm not going back looking for anything. I'm willing to work now. I'm willing to do whatever the servants are doing, because the servants got more than I got. But if you got the right kind of father that would be right there by your side, he will do what needs to be done. When we think of this parable, it is designed to teach us that it's all right to fall. But if you fall, at some point, you got to come to yourself and realize your wrongdoings. And after that, be willing to go to the Father. Many of us need to go to the Father this morning and say, Lord, I've sinned against heaven and against thee. And I'm no more worthy to be called your son or your daughter. But the Lord God loves us in such a way that he extends his arms out on the Calvary to die for your sins and for my sins. He is the Father of all. The Father that created the universe. The Father that created us. And many times in life, we've fallen short along the way. But thanks be to the Lord our God. He has love and forgiveness. Are you able to forgive the yesterdays? So allow the God that we serve today to be our God. I have a Father who loves and forgives. A Father that gives us strength. A Father that gives us shelter. A Father that will be whatever it is that we need him to be. There's nobody like Jesus. And so because of that, all of us have an opportunity to seek God in prayer. We all got a different story. But the God that I'm talking about, the Father that I'm talking about, there's nothing that he cannot handle. I don't care how difficult it seems to be to you. God can do miraculous things. Trust the love of your Father, knowing that he will do what no one else can do.